Last month, Healthcare Georgia Foundation announced it would kick in grants totaling more than $700,000 to help with rural healthcare. That goes to the Two Georgias Initiative. It's a program designed to expand access to quality healthcare in the rural parts of the state. With me now is Gary Nelson, president of Healthcare Georgia Foundation. Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
So what specifically does the Two Georgias Initiative do?
The Two Georgias Initiative is an initiative that the name comes from comments that a legislator made back in the 1980s about the dramatic differences between urban and rural Georgia, particularly in terms of economic development. We've chosen to take that term and apply it to the increasing health disparities that exist in rural Georgia. There are 108 counties, 2 million rural Georgians, and suffice to say that the conditions in which they live, play, work, and pray are deteriorating in a number of ways, and that has health consequences for that population. There's a health penalty for living in rural Georgia, and it includes mortality, and it includes a number of conditions that allow the state and that part of the state to carry the name the stroke belt, the cancer belt, the disparity belt.
Some of that is because, you know, look, the cat is out of the bag. The some of these rural hospitals have already closed, and that means that there are some people who live really too far away from the nearest emergency room. How do you fix that?
Absolutely, and that's what this initiative is about. As you've just heard, there are about 10 hospitals that have closed. It's estimated that there may be as many as 34 rural hospitals that are financially vulnerable. And without those payments that you heard recently, if those don't come through, it puts the rural health community in peril. What it means, though, is that they must find a solution to the hospital that no longer exists. And the hospital is, in many cases, the hub of a rural community. But it's not the only provider. There are federally qualified health centers, public health departments, rural clinics, charitable clinics. They make up a vast amount of the health care that's provided, particularly primary care. Hospitals provide acute care. That's what they're good at, and emergency care. But who's there to look after the day-to-day needs of the healthcare needs of a rural community?
But that brings us to another problem, because what we have seen over the past decade is a decline in the number of graduates from medical school who want to, A, specialize in primary care, and B, work in rural areas. How do you overcome that?
Absolutely. Getting the right care at the right time at the right place in a rural community is difficult. And part of that's because of the lack of healthcare providers, the lack of distribution, the composition of that workforce. Certainly, if you've got a system that's regionally based, where you've got larger hospitals providing a complex set of services, small rural communities and hospitals will not survive. And therefore, it will not attract a rural provider unless that community looks after the hospital, the healthcare system in that community. And that's what this initiative is about. It's about creating better health and healthcare that assumes that a hospital isn't always going to be there.
So, I mean, one of the problems with it, healthcare, to my mind, is it's a little bit like herding cats, not to bring cats back into this, but it is so complicated. One of the things that comes to mind is that healthcare in some ways is impacted by immigration, because 25% of our primary care doctors at this point are actually immigrants from other countries. So when you're trying to address healthcare, there's all these other influences and all these other threads that come in. Is there any way, I mean, by adding money to the problem, that's going to solve some things. But then does it also become more complicated where it's not just amount of a grant that can solve the problem?
Yeah, you've captured the problem nicely. You know, it's estimated that in a rural county in this state, a county of 35,000 population or less, there are 108, as I said, but it takes as much as 40,000 people to support a rural hospital. So where do you go for health care? And again, this is about a community defining for itself what it needs in terms of health care, whether it's mental health, behavioral health, dental health. Those services don't provide. We have a number of counties in this state that don't have a pediatrician. And therefore, what you see is an aging population in rural Georgia and a very small number of young people that comprise the essential part of our workforce. And what company is going to come to that rural county or community in the absence of a hospital and the absence of a working educated population?
So if this is a first step, what's our next step? What needs to happen?
In our initiative, 11 communities were just recently funded, as you mentioned, receiving some $770,000. This is the first year. And this is putting power, authority, back in the hands of community members to define for themselves what they need. Yes, it may be transportation to a regional hospital. Yes, it may mean bringing in new providers and supporting providers in that community or a pharmacy, or aligning health services with a neighborhood, a housing unit, or whatever it might be. It's about creating innovative solutions that will last and serve that community well and attract and support and sustain economic development in that community, a key to healthcare.
That is Gary Nelson. He's president of Healthcare Georgia Foundation. It funds the Two Georgias initiative. Thank you so much.
Thank you.